This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Neurothera from Claire Labs. Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimal performance. Neurothera is a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. Used daily, Neurothera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. For more information and to purchase Neurothera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And once again, it's a privilege to talk to one of my gurus in the field of probiotics. He's Dr. Ross Pelton. He's a frequent contributor here on Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Pelton is a pharmacist, clinical nutritionist, health educator, and he's scientific advisor for Essential Formulas, Inc., a quality manufacturer of probiotics. He was named one of the top 50 most influential pharmacists in the United States by the American Druggist magazine for his work in natural medicine. He's authored numerous books, too many to enumerate, and he continues teaching educational programs for healthcare professionals to utilize and integrate natural medicine in their practices. I've attended many of his lectures. They're superb. He's passionate about providing health information for everyone's personal journey to get well and live well. And most impressively, because, hey, you know, all of us, we write books and we lecture and we're in the media. So, you know, big whoop. But what impresses me the most about Dr. Ross Pelton is his extraordinary physical prowess. He's in the gym and he's lifting weights and it's pretty incredible, your regime. I just, you know, I see some of the stuff you do and I just go, oh, my goodness.
So, well, it's nice to be with you and your Intelligent Medicine listeners, Dr. Hoffman. Nice to be with you again.
It's my pleasure. Okay, so, Ross, before we discuss the specific heart-healthy benefits of a product called RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula, let's just review the very unique health benefits of RegActive. What's the deal? What's behind that?
Well, RegActive is a brand name that comes out of Europe. It's a contraction for active regeneration. And the RegActive products contain Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, which is a very unique strain of probiotic bacteria that synthesizes glutathione. So glutathione is the big story here with RegActive and cardio wellness. The ME3 strain of bacteria's ability to synthesize glutathione is really a revolution in medicine and healthcare because glutathione is such an incredibly important compound in the human body. We call it the master antioxidant. Glutathione's made in every cell in your body, and it probably protects more of your body than all the other antioxidants combined.
Well, it seems to be like one of the first
in all your detoxification.
Yeah, but it seems to be one of the first in what I think is the future of probiotics, which are really targeted probiotics with unique properties, not merely sort of a scattershot, hit or miss, but something that has a real functional aspect to it, which is the manufacture of glutathione.
That's right. And actually, although this is a probiotic, we don't like to pigeonhole it into the category of probiotics because glutathione is so universally important, so incredibly important. ME3's ability to synthesize glutathione puts it in a whole new category. Rather than calling it a probiotic, we're calling it a glutathione producer. Because a lot of people are going to say, well, I'm already taking a probiotic, and they think that they don't have to take Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, but this is a whole new ballgame. So you want to take this along with a quality probiotic like Dr. Ahira's.
Well, you know, glutathione, of course, is a big buzzword in the field of nutritional medicine. We know of its importance. I think you'll enumerate some of its functions in just a moment. But, you know, there are a lot of products out there that are oral glutathione products or glutathione precursors or even topical or sublingual formulas, liposomal delivery. Why use a probiotic to generate your glutathione?
Well, you brought up a good point here, Dr. Hoffman. For decades, you could not really take glutathione orally, effectively. It would get broken down and destroyed and be of no benefit.
Digested. Now,
they do have some liposomal delivery forms, which are somewhat superior. You do get an increase in glutathione levels when you take the liposomal delivery forms. And there are nutritional precursors like lipoic acid and N-acetylcysteine. And so these things will help your body produce glutathione. And you can get intravenous glutathione. It's very effective, but you have to go back into the office of the doctor every 2 or 3 days to get another IV boost of glutathione. The effects only last a couple of days. Mm-hmm. That's expensive and time-consuming. Mm-hmm. But now we've got a probiotic bacteria where every daily dose you're ingesting about 6 billion viable bacteria that are producing glutathione 24 hours a day. So it's the most effective way to boost your glutathione levels on a daily basis. And I think boosting glutathione levels is one of the most important proactive things that people can do to promote their long-term health and wellness.
Well, in effect, you're also bypassing the digestive tract and you're creating your own glutathione factory within your gut, where actually many nutrients are synthesized by your intestinal flora.
That's right. Yeah, they are little chemical manufacturing plants. They produce a wide range of B vitamins and vitamin K and some of the important amino acids. But in this case, Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 is producing glutathione. And so in this case, glutathione is what we call a postbiotic metabolite, a compound that's produced by this particular strain of probiotic bacteria.
What happens when you don't have enough glutathione in your body? I mean, something that a healthy young person generally is able to make, but with disease states and as you age, what are some of the consequences?
Well, accelerated aging, for sure. All the toxins in the environment are contributing to depleting glutathione levels because glutathione is involved in detoxifying just about everything. So as you have a higher body burden or a higher exposure to toxins, your glutathione levels go down in the process of detoxifying these chemicals. Things like cigarette smoke, alcohol. One of the biggest ones is acetaminophen, the pain relief.
Yeah.
Any of the pain meds like Percocet and Vicodin and so forth.
In fact, if I might interject, the antidote for Tylenol poisoning is to get N-acetylcysteine, which is, of course, a precursor to glutathione, to save people from having fatal liver failure or the need for a liver transplant. Actually, this is something that dates back to my early training, as we would give patients NAC. People sometimes try to commit suicide by swallowing a whole bottle of Tylenol, or even they make a mistake, you know, when they have a fever or a headache, they take too much, they're not eating, yep. Maybe they're drinking some alcohol, and boom, they go into liver failure, and NAC saves them.
And actually, a lot of people don't realize that acetaminophen toxicity is one of the main causes of liver failure and liver transplants. And one thing that really drives me crazy is parents oftentimes rub acetaminophen on the gums of their teething children when they're really young, and that's depleting glutathione levels and just accelerating the possibility of having toxins build up in the body, and it's a really serious problem.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they take the Tylenol, then they get the vaccines, and, you know, their detoxification systems are overwhelmed. And the next thing you know, they lose speech, they may exhibit autistic traits, and they're off to the races.
Yep, you bet.
So cardio wellness is one of several iterations of the RegActive brand. So what makes it specifically target cardio wellness?
Well, the formula cardio wellness, in addition to Lactobacillus fermentum ME3, we have several other accessory nutrients in there. One of them is coenzyme Q10. CoQ10 is a critical nutrient in the mitochondria for energy production, and it's also a very powerful antioxidant. So when you are depleted of coenzyme Q10, the first thing that happens, because it's critical for energy production, the heart muscle is the most energy demanding muscle in the human body, beating every second of every minute of every day of your life, hopefully without a rest. And so there are a lot of drugs that interfere with the body's ability to produce coenzyme Q10, and nutritional deficiencies will interfere with CoQ10 production. So many people are suboptimal in their CoQ10 levels, and so by putting CoQ10 in the cardio wellness formula, we not only get the glutathione production by the ME3, but also the heart-boosting energy of CoQ10.
Okay. So that is but one of the other synergistic ingredients in RegActive Cardio Wellness. What are some of the others?
Well, you know, we've got this term called homocysteine, which is a major risk factor for cardiovascular disease. Homocysteine is normally produced in the body, but when your blood levels of homocysteine are elevated, it's a really serious risk factor. It will do damage to the lining of your vascular system, and the body tries to repair that by laying down plaque deposits, and off you go to cardiovascular disease. Well, some of the main B vitamins are the things that help metabolize homocysteine and keep their levels in the normal range. So we've got some vitamin B6 and some vitamin B12 in the Cardio Wellness formula. Those will help to lower your homocysteine levels.
Okay, folks, at this point, let's pause and allow one of our sponsors to share this important message with you. So please listen up. Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. Excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol, plus environmental exposures and oxygenation, may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's NeuroThera from Claire Labs. NeuroThera provides balanced neuronutrition. Used daily, NeuroThera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. NeuroThera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. I believe in NeuroThera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol. For more information and to purchase NeuroThera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Dr. Ross Pelton. Let's move on to a unique form of vitamin B5, which I think a lot of people don't realize has an impact on cardiovascular wellness. I think people may know about the methyl donors, folate, B6, B12 for homocysteine, but B5 may play a role as well, right?
Yeah, B5, pantothene is a metabolite of pantothenic acid, which is known as vitamin B5. And there are studies in animals and humans that show that pantothene helps reduce elevated cholesterol levels and also triglycerides. So just another way that this formula, Cardio Wellness, is helping reduce cardiovascular risks. This one, triglycerides and cholesterol, both are associated with advanced cardiovascular problems.
Okay. Is there, and I'm looking at the ingredients list, N-acetylcysteine, that's to augment the production of glutathione
exactly.
In this formula?
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, little N-acetylcysteine is always going to help the body synthesize glutathione. So you've got providing N-acetylcysteine is also going to help the bacteria synthesize glutathione. So it's just another boost to glutathione production. It really rounds out the formula.
Okay. Well, you know, it all sounds real plausible and you know, these ingredients make sense, but are there clinical trials that actually show an impact on cardiovascular risk factors with this ME3?
Well, that's a pretty exciting story, Dr. Hoffman. We do have human clinical trials that show the benefits of ingesting Lactobacillus fermentum ME3 on a daily basis. In a group of humans, a 16% reduction in LDL cholesterol. And of course, you and I both know that the LDL cholesterol story is hyped way beyond reality. Mm-hmm. LDL cholesterol itself is not bad. It's only when it gets oxidized that it becomes a deranged molecule that can cause problems. But in the Cardio Wellness formula, you've got glutathione, which is the master antioxidant, and extra coenzyme Q10, which is a marvelous antioxidant. So you're suppressing LDL oxidation. You're protecting it. And a lot of people don't realize the way coenzyme Q10 gets transported around the body, it's get carried on the LDL and VLDL fractions of cholesterol. So CoQ10 is actually a number one thing to help prevent LDL oxidation and reduce cardiovascular risks.
So I think what you're saying is that it's not just the number, the numerical count of the LDL, it's the particle size, whether it's oxidized or not oxidized, ApoA and ApoB proteins in association with LDL really influence the potential for LDL to damage the arterial walls.
Exactly. And so LDL is just a minor part of the overall picture of cardiovascular risk factors.
And yet, you know, I have to say that we do sort of paint by numbers medicine, unfortunately, you know, where the doctors are pressed for time. They have to rush through patients. They're also afraid of lawsuits. And now they use electronic medical records that continually prompt you, doctor, did you forget to put a patient on a statin? Because they actually read the numbers and they tell you what to do. It's paint by numbers medicine. But so there's an overemphasis on LDL. You know, as soon as you have an LDL, let's say, you know, 135 instead of below 130, immediately the dictum is you must go on a statin. And, you know, statins have value potentially for, a considerable minority of patients. But what are some of the other factors that influence whether you're going to get heart disease besides whether your cholesterol is high or low?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of things. And diet is one of the big things. Are you on a high carbohydrate diet, so you're going to have elevated triglycerides? Do you exercise regularly? Are you well hydrated? Are you getting proper sleep? A lot of different lifestyle factors tie into the cardiovascular risk factor arena. I think that exercise and diet are two critical things that cannot be overlooked. You have to get people committed to exercise and a healthy diet.
Mm-hmm. And actually, some studies have suggested that putting a person on a statin sometimes is a disincentive to follow a healthy diet or to exercise, because magically your numbers improve. And so you can go back, put on the feed bag, hang out in your lazy boy, and miraculously your numbers appear better. But it's only the numbers that appear better. Your risk factors of sedentary lifestyle, poor diet, insulin resistance, obesity are not improved by simply taking a pill.
Exactly. And also it gives people a false sense of security because they think they're getting better, but actually they're also lowering their coenzyme Q10 levels, which is going to accelerate their aging process.
Mm-hmm. So what I understand that there was a bit of a glitch in the production of the RegActive line. For a while, we had some difficulty getting a hold of it. Has this been worked out?
That has been rectified. And part of the problem is that the whole product line became so popular so quickly that we ran out much faster than we anticipated.
Well, that's an embarrassment of riches. That's a good thing.
Well, it's called a champagne problem, but we don't like to be out of it. I expect in a couple of weeks they're going to be fulfilling the orders and having them back, all three formulas back in the stores.
Okay. And what are the other formulas? Because we have a variety of RegActive formulas, the cardio wellness being one.
Right. The other two, we've got detox and liver health. And then the third one is immune and vitality. I recommend immune and vitality for elderly people, or people in assisted living, or people who get cold and flu several times every winter. They've obviously got a weaker immune system. And detox and liver health is a kind of a general one that I recommend for many people.
Mm-hmm. I think that's just, if you don't have a problem, that's the one to take. I mean, it's more for general preventive purposes. We all are exposed to environmental toxins more than we would like to reckon with, as much as we try to breathe clean air and avoid pesticides and herbicides in our foods. We're going to be affected by this.
You bet. Everybody's affected. They find that things like glyphosate are even in rainwater now. So droplets of rain have these pesticides and insecticides.
You know, apropos of that, they just released information that, 4,000 people died in 9/11 when those two planes hit the World Trade Center. And they tick off the names every year at the memorial ceremony. But they now estimate that an additional 10,000 people have died of the consequences of the environmental devastation in that part of Manhattan, and especially the first responders, the people working on the pile at Ground Zero, exposed to fumes and toxins. Now they're dying of cancer.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too, Ron. Over 10,000 people have died from lung cancer and similar types of problems because of the toxins that they inhaled and the smoke and the dust and everything.
Mm-hmm. And I have a few, actually being a doctor in New York, I have a few of these folks as patients, and we load them up with antioxidants. We load them up with glutathione and glutathione precursors, and RegActive, I think, would be an ideal program for someone who suspects exposure.
Yep, two every day forever. I mean, that's one of the most important things you can do to promote your health, especially for people that have a higher body burden of toxins.
Okay. Before we sign up for this half of the podcast, because we're going to resume with you in part two, and I have some other questions for you, give us a heads up on how to order RegActive Cardio Wellness. Is it available in stores yet?
Yes. It's available in a lot of the finer health food and vitamin stores. And if you can't find it in your local store, you can get in touch with Essential Formulas at essentialformulas.com. And the RegActive formulas are also available on amazon.com now.
Oh, great. Okay, so that little production bottleneck has been resolved, and the ME3 organisms are happily replicating themselves in some vat somewhere at a secret location. And it's all good. All right.
I think Cardio Wellness and Immune and Vitality are both available, and I think we expect the detox and liver health in a couple of weeks.
Okay, great. Okay, because, you know, we don't want to create, you know, expectations here and then, you know, find frustrated. The products are now back online. All right, when we return, we'll continue our discussion with Dr. Ross Pelton. And I wanted to tackle a story that's making the rounds in the news, which is headlined as follows: probiotics cause brain fog? Really? When we return, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine Podcast.